Hi, welcome to MVP Tech Talk Career Coding and Cookies. My name is Elias Mareb, and today my partner in crime is my friend and fellow MVP, Adnan Cartwright. This show was designed to share best practices all around IT development solutions and including open source technologies, obviously with the community. Today we'll be talking about MVP community leadership and how impactful it has been in our community and how it can be in yours. Today we'll be talking about MVP community leadership and how to lead by example. My name is Elias Mareb and my Twitter handle is emareb.
And I'm Adnan Cartwright and my Twitter handle is at Adnan Cartwright.
So the first thing that we need to know is how to become an effective MVP community leader. We're out there reaching out to thousands and thousands of you know, IT professional developers, database professionals. They're out there and they're, you know, seeking knowledge. They're just out there. How can we help them? What things can we do to help, you know, technical communities and professionals that are hungry for knowledge?
Well, one of the first things you can do as an MVP is leverage the resources you have available to you. You can go directly to your MVP leads and see what other MVPs are surrounding you and the expertise they bring to the table. The next thing is that you need to work together to meet not only the needs of the community, but the advancement of it as well. Making sure that the right people gives the right training to the people that actually need that training. SQL for SQL, Exchange for Exchange, and so forth. And then you also have to engage with local vendors within your community. You'll be surprised how long they've been waiting to engage with the cutting-edge technology. Always, always remember, it's not always about you. It's always about the community and the participants within the community. Remember why you're doing this. It's making sure that you ensure the skill development of the people, as well as technology adoption. Positioning people for a better opportunity. And then always remember to have fun with what you're doing. Remember, it's your love.
So, I mean, one of the things that we do in South Florida, and we're based in South Florida. So one of the things that we do in South Florida is that we're very tied with you know, as a community, MVP community, we're very tight. I know Adnan live like 15 miles away from my home. There are so many great folks that are, within a, let's say, 45-mile distance, you know, radius. And we tend to, you know, we all work, we are busy, but we tend to get together just to discuss ideas. We get together to, you know, have a barbecue at the beach with our families, you know, and also start planning on what activities can we do to empower our user groups. So it's a combination between sharing the knowledge and also having fun at the end of the day, right?
The two does go hand in hand together. You won't get me to do anything unless I'm having fun with it, and you won't get me to do something unless there's something out that can benefit me at the end of the day.
I'm always about having fun. So let's talk about mention a few examples of the Florida community and the things that we do, you know, mm-hmm. and we continue to do constantly throughout the years in South Florida.
Perfect. So what we did in South Florida, to summarize, is we started the IT Pro Camp, which is a nonprofit organization. And the whole premise with the IT Pro Camp is a free one-day learning event with the focus on the latest Microsoft IT-related technologies for anyone seeking professional development. Now, the IT Pro Camp grows across multiple cities within Florida, and I'm happy to announce that Washington, D.C. was onboarded about 2 years ago and has been successful ever since.
That's awesome.
We're looking to add Philadelphia to the list later on this, we're looking to add Philadelphia later on next year. The attendees at the IT Pro Camp also get Microsoft certifications for free. And they also have hands-on lab where they're actually guided by MVP experts as well as community influencers. So if you're feeling kind of not sure about deploying this technology or just want to get a little bit more insight, we do have experts within that area of expertise that can help you take out the gray areas.
Okay.
You know, make things a little bit more clear with Microsoft technologies, making it more easier to deploy.
So, it'll be great if you can share, a great success story that we had, certification, kids getting certified, Please share that story with us.
So the greatest story that we have is a kid by the name of Ryan Brown, and he was at the age of 14 at the time, the youngest IT ProCamp attendee to this date to come and take a Microsoft certified exam, and he passed it. He passed it with flying colors. It was unbelievable. It was so awesome, and this is the empowerment. And Ryan today, he has a store application. He has an application in the store called Alien Apocalypse that's in the Windows Store today for download.
So I want to say that not everything is, you know, is all good and shiny and happy. He did try multiple times, right? So it's this story is about success and not giving up, you know?
Exactly.
Because not everyone is a huge assumption, but I have failed multiple exams. You know, I definitely have passed more than the ones that I failed, but I fail exams and I've, you know, getting back into the testing room and you know, passed those exams, you know, but he failed quite a few times, right?
It was three attempts.
Three attempts?
It was three attempts, but
the fourth one,
he got it. The fourth one, he got it.
I was there, and I saw his face. He gave me a hug. It was very funny.
He came running in the room, and see, that's the impact that we're making with the IT Pro Camp and being an influencer and being an MVP within the community. To him now, he has a clear directive. He has a clear path in terms of where he wants to go, and he knows what he needs to do in order to get there.
Yeah, so one of the funny things is that I remember that day when we were driving to, you know, to have that IT Pro Camp, we were chatting about technology, and it's always great, you know, to have that new generation kids approaching to you and asking you technical questions, you know, and also it's funny, not funny, but it's good just to see their approach, you know, and how they approach technology, because they definitely approach technology different than how we approach it, you know? After he passed the exam, he told me, remember all the things that we were discussing in the morning when we were driving? I had a few questions about what you told me, so thank you, you know? So that was great, you know?
And that's the whole premise of why we do what we do. And then additionally with the IT Pro Camp, we have Oxa Experts Roundtable, where you sit down with the MVPs that actually have deployed and actually blew up the solution, and then have the fix to correct it as well. Then you have the path and career development, like what we shared with Ryan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He now knows where he needs to go. And then we do have philanthropy. Mm-hmm. We do have philanthropy efforts where we work with the iCenter Community Foundation assisting at-risk kids. And these are kids that don't have a computer at home. They don't have a smartphone. Their access to technology is limited or sometimes not even at all. You know, which is not cool. And the whole premise about how this world is evolving, everything's revolving around technology. And these kids are being left behind. But through the IT Pro Camp and the philanthropy the efforts that we do, these kids will not be left behind.
Just great. So at the end of the day, it's not just about the technology or the product or the solution. It's about how we extend that knowledge that we have to empower the community and the future of young professionals. And also, you know, people are getting back into the professional market, you know?
Exactly.
So that's good. I mean, going back to the roundtables, that was a great experience that we had. I mean, not only MVPs, we engaged also with PFEs such as Santos Martinez. And we had roundtables with him. And, you know, a lot of people, they just came into the room and asked us a lot of questions from different angles. And there were a lot of experts in that room, you know, from the cloud side, from the infrastructure side, from SCM, and we were working live, you know, collaborating just
right.
to, you know, design a solution for our attendees, you know.
Right. And I think that day we came up with, I think, at least about 10 possible solutions for different case scenarios that was presented to us that day. And one of the attendees actually wrote us back and actually gave us a big, huge thank you in terms of helping us to onboard, well, helping him to onboard Office 365 by making that choice and going with Intune instead of AirWatch.
Oh, that was great. I remember. So one of the other events that we do, and again, the IT Pro Camps is something that we do, you know, constantly. We're constantly doing IT Pro Camps for different cities. But IT Palooza is another event that we do once a year. It's an annual gathering of South Florida's nonprofit technology user groups. We don't charge an entry fee. We just ask people to donate $25 or to unwrap new toys. And that's, again, when I moved to South Florida 2 years ago and I attended my first IT Palooza and started speaking and engaging with you know, the organizing committee, for me it was, you know, very moving, you know, that, okay, you're not charging, you're just, you know, helping kids during Christmas, you know? And you know, during 2013 and 14, we collected, what, $45,000 worth of toys for kids during Christmas? I mean, that's giving back to the... It moved me, seriously, you know.
It was very impactful. That particular IT Palooza was a moving one, because we talk about technology and we talk about Microsoft and we talk about how it empowers people, but when you actually see it go into effect, yeah, it really brings a new mindset and a new perspective and a new view that you saw somebody that literally was struggling, that is no longer struggling, that got that promotion because now they had the added skills, because they sat down and they went through the boot camp, they sat down and they went through the training, they sat down and they took the certifications and they got it. They got it.
And we also have the hiring fair there. So they got the job there. They landed the job in the event too, you know?
Because of IT Palooza, the hiring fair now, they saw the impact of the certifications that's happening there. Mm-hmm. And they actually have a booth now that if you're newly certified, Microsoft Certified Professional with an MTA, there were positionings that were listed there and individuals you can talk to that they can go from certification right into the workforce.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and we also do the hackathons. Last but not least, you know.
But the hackathons are a must. Being disruptive is key. Either you're going to be disrupted or you're going to be the disruptor.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that we do in South Florida is that we have the Microsoft Miami Innovation Center, the MIC. And the MIC has been great. You know, it's been a nice space where we've seen the MIC evolve, right? Positively.
Yes.
And in the MIC, we do monthly meetings, or tend to do monthly meetings, and engage with the community and Microsoft partners. It's also an incubator and accelerator for startups. So we as an MVPs, you know, we work with folks from Microsoft, from the BizSpark program, and start, you know, mentoring those startups, you know, that are in incubation or acceleration mode. And also, well, Adnan, Blaine Barton, our IT Pro Evangelist, and myself, we've been delivering hands-on all the way from introductory to intermediate and advanced Microsoft Azure training. And that's hands-on. We started doing that in English. And then, since in Miami there's a huge Spanish-speaking community, we, you know, we got into beta mode, and we started experimenting to see if we could do it in Spanish too. So let's say Monday we did it in English, Tuesday in Spanish, and so forth, the same content, and we realized that we were reaching a totally different audience. Yep. And at the end of the day, it's that, you know, we broke the language barriers. You know,
we definitely did, we definitely did. The MIC is an interesting space that should be taken advantage of with whatever city that you're in. It's a phenomenal building. There were so many Azure trainings that were done.
Yeah. And the other thing is that you get there and you feel inspired. I mean, it's all about technology. You have the device bar, you have the huge screen where we can present.
Exactly.
You know? So you get inspired, you know, to do great things at the MIC. At least that's how I feel, and I know that you feel that too. And I think that the last thing that we want to share with you guys is our community mantra. What we think and what we say to ourselves every single day. And when we just get together and start thinking about how we can be better, how can we do something different, this is the questions that we ask ourselves. And we wanted to, you know, leave you with the list of questions and answers. And this is what makes us be better and change every single day, you know, to have, at the end of the day, a better community. So the first one is, what drives us as a community? And the answer is expressing your passion. Then, how do we communicate among ourselves? And the answer is focusing on a two-way communication message and culture.
And then how do you invigorate the community? And that's really context over content, ensuring that you build relationships and solutions too at the same time. How is every one of us getting personally involved? And you can do that by relentlessly pursuing impact.
And also, what are we doing as a community and as an influencer? Because it's not only about being an MVP. We also have other folks that are not MVPs that, you know, interact with us and help us drive all these events. You know, so what are we doing as a community and as an influencer to embark your own transformational journey? And the answer is, you know, role modeling, desire, mindsets, and behavior.
What and where do we want to be? Making transformation that's meaningful.
And how can we as a community and you as an influencer disrupt before being disrupted? And that's all about creating change and being proactive.
How are we innovating? Looking at solving problems that others have labeled unsolvable.
And this one is key, I think.
It is key, and you have to look at where we are right now in the era of the Internet of Things. We're at that era where we have the capabilities now, whereas that the solution can be created right from our own fingerprints, right from our own fingertips, utilizing the latest in technology from Windows 10, 3D printing, you name it, it's available. So it isn't, when are we going to solve it? So it isn't, can it be solved? It is, when are we going to solve it? And what will be the best way in doing it?
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I think that the way I tend to approach this last question, and the question once again is, how are we innovating? I tend to forget about technology. And I put technology to a side. And I just go and think about the community and the events and what do we need to do? What needs to be really done to have an impact in the community? And you know, I have experience with communities from all over the world, and they come to me and say, you know, that these are my pain points. This is what's happening, and we cannot fix it. I mean, we don't have support from this organization or whatever. And the only thing that I hear is no, 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 no. And when I, you know, when we get together, my mindset is always, I mean, everyone says no. Let's find a yes, how we can do it.
Exactly. So I hope that what we shared with you today is how to be an effective MVP community leadership, and that we too led by an example and showing you that if it worked for us, it can and will work for you. I'd like to give a big thank you to all the MVPs in our community that made it possible. Elias Mareb, of course. You have Esteban Garcia, Dave Norda, Maximo Trinidad. You have Cheo. Mm-hmm. You have Hervé Ruggiero. You have Joe Holmneck, who is a regional director with Microsoft. And then, of course, the Microsoft staff themselves, which is Blaine Barton, that shows stupendous support.
Thank you, Blaine.
You have David Crook, that's newly added, as well as Joe Rayo. And Joe Healy, Big Bear, the guy that got me started. Be impactful. We're MVPs, and we're awarded this title because we're passionate about what we're doing. We're passionate about sharing technology. We're passionate about empowering people and making not only people better, but the world that we live in better through technology. My name is Adnan Cartwright, and I'd like to thank you for taking your time out to watch this video, along with my friend here, Elias Mareb.